our first of the season harvest weather forecast. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Podcast, presented by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for over 135 years. Visit them online at ffbt.com to learn more. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin joins us with the harvest weather, and it looks mostly dry and hot. Harvest safety, time to be extra careful on the roads. We'll hear from the Indiana Lieutenant Governor. And the markets yesterday mixed. Mike Silver analysis on the way. The news is next on HAT.
The land of the free is also the home of the hardworking. What if this is the year you take your farm operation to the next level? At First Farmers Bank and Trust, we're proud to serve the people who not only work until the sun goes down, but until the job is done. With over 135 years of commitment to agriculture, we'll find the solution that's right for your operation today and tomorrow. Visit ffbt.com to learn more. First Farmers Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Rain on the way next week, and please be careful on Indiana's rural roads this harvest season. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. It'll be dry and quite warm across the state this weekend, with humidity growing as well. It's time now for the Seed Genetics Direct Harvest Weather Forecast with Hoosier Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
I still believe we're going to be seeing dry weather for next Monday as well, but we are definitely seeing a shift in our weather pattern that's going to be happening as we head toward midweek next week. We do have some rain on the way.
Martin says models are disagreeing on when that rain might roll through.
Some are saying as early as Monday afternoon, Monday evening, we'll see some moisture coming out from the south. I still believe that holds off into Tuesday, but we're definitely going to be seeing the first wave of moisture coming up from the south, anywhere from a quarter to half an inch likely, coverage around 60%. Then our cool front shows up overnight Tuesday night through Wednesday, and that front could give us another quarter to 1 inch across the state. So out of the two waves combined, everybody sees some moisture. It probably is going to slow harvest potential just a little bit by a few days.
Martin's forecast calls for dry conditions by Thursday, but with dramatically cooler temperatures Thursday and Friday.
Temperatures at the 5,000 foot level in the atmosphere could be down to the freezing mark in the southern tier counties of Michigan. So yes, we're going to be below normal, I believe, as we finish out next week. It doesn't last very long, and I'm not concerned about frost or anything like that, but we're definitely chilly before warming up again going into next weekend.
The Harvest Weather Forecast is presented by Beck's Hybrids, First Farmers Bank and Trust, and Ceres Solutions.
Join 100,000 farmers and ag enthusiasts like yourself at the 59th Annual Farm Science Review. The Farm Science Review is September 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. We have over 600 exhibitors that provide equipment, services, and education to the many visitors each day. The Farm Science Review is the only national farm show that has both corn and soybean harvest, tillage, drainage, and precision agriculture demonstrations. Buy your tickets online at fsr.osu.edu. We look forward to seeing you at Farm Science Review 2021.
Harvest is here, so Hoosier Ag Today and the state of Indiana are once again encouraging rural road safety. Andy Eubank is here with more.
Thanks, Eric. And you're on the narration for the new public service announcement.
Since winter, and then as seeds were being planted, and the growing crops were looking for sun and rain.
In the YouTube video, we quickly take you from spring planting farmers to the harvest season now upon us. It's something that farmers anxiously await all season, and we all want it to be a successful, bountiful harvest. But most importantly, harvest must be safe for everyone, farmers and runners, cyclists and motorists. This time of year is a favorite for Indiana's Secretary of Agriculture, Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch, and her safety message is a simple one.
While traveling along our rural roads, I often come across tractors, grain wagons, and combines traveling between fields to harvest their crops. I want to encourage all motorists to slow down, be patient, and be on high alert for agriculture equipment on our roads this harvest season.
I spoke with a corn and soybean farmer earlier this year who said planting and harvest are the most stressful times for him, and that stress is very high simply because it's the time when his big equipment is on the road, a road that he knows he needs to share with others. Accidents can and do happen, but the Lieutenant Governor's simple message, slow down, Be patient and be on high alert on rural roads can mean a safe season if we all put those words into action. More safety tips at our website, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Andy Eubank.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast, brought to you by Seed Genetics Direct, the largest Ohio-based independent seed company and the Eastern Corn Belt's fastest-growing independent seed company. Visit SeedGeneticsDirect.com for more information. As we take a look at the setup here over the Hoosier State for your Friday, we're sunny and we're warmer. Temperatures definitely started to climb yesterday afternoon. We're going to be sunny and warm today. Over the day tomorrow, we're going to be seeing maybe a little bit more cloud cover up north, but I am less convinced now that scattered showers are going to be able to hold on. And we're just looking at a way too dry atmosphere to see any kind of moisture from an old dying front work into Indiana. So maybe a few more clouds up north, but otherwise sunny, warm, and more humid for tomorrow. And we're going to be sunny, warm, humid Sunday and Monday as well. This will bring about a little bit of an interesting finish to this dry period as moisture is on its way, building up from the south initially, but then we have a cold front that comes in from the west. Models have been increasingly trying to bring this moisture forward. As such, there are certain models that are saying we could see showers develop here already late Monday afternoon and Monday night. I still believe it's more into Tuesday. I think we're going to put together a drier window into Tuesday, but still, first round of moisture comes from the south up, giving anywhere from a quarter to half an inch, and then the cold front that comes through a Tuesday night through Wednesday into early Thursday likely brings a quarter to 1 inch. So the setup right now, if it does come in two pieces, will likely boost our rain totals just a little bit here across the region. Still, though, I think by the time we get to sunrise Thursday morning, or at least mid-morning Thursday, we are going to be dry, done with the precipitation, but we will also be significantly cooler. You go to the 5,000-foot level in the atmosphere, and you go up into the southern tier counties, so almost down to US 12 in Michigan, and you will see freezing air at 5,000 feet. So this is going to be a dramatic change in temperatures for next Thursday the 23rd, Friday the 24th. I do think we start to warm quickly by Saturday the 25th, so that's good. But a big, sharp cool down on the way next week. I don't think it means anything for us here in Indiana in terms of frost or anything like that. So before you get too super excited about trying to figure out what it means, no, nothing like that. But the warm air is going to go bye-bye very, very quickly. Like we said, toward the end of next week, Saturday the 25th, Sunday the 26th, I do think we see temperatures warm back up. We're also maybe going to be dealing with a little bit of a front overnight next Saturday night into Sunday. Could bring a few scattered showers to Indiana. Looks like it's going to be more of an issue farther east in Ohio. We'll watch that closely, and behind that front, we likely bring temperatures down to slightly below normal levels once again. So that's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Seed Genetics Direct has a lot in common with your farm operation. They're independent, family-oriented, and American-owned, just like you. And they have everything you want when it comes to seed, including published prices, localized research, deep discounts, and the latest technologies with high yields. So contact Todd and Chris Jeffries at Seed Genetics Direct to make your corn, bean, wheat, alfalfa, or herbicide purchases. Value, knowledge, performance. It's in their genetics.
Mixed markets and an overall flat day for the Ags. This is Hoosier Ag Today. It's the Thursday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank. The review is brought to you by Co-Alliance Cooperative, your local agriculture and energy partner for nearly a century. Numbers coming up from Thursday trade, first market analysis, and I got that from Mike Silver at Kokomo Grain right at the end of trade. Mike, the corn market gains this week were met with a little bit of reversal on Thursday. Maybe not a surprise there. Export sales certainly didn't help, but beans held up a little bit of a gain, and there was a flash sale this morning. Was that a part of the strength?
It was part of the strength. It was supportive, Andy. 132,000 metric ton soybean sale to China, another sale to China. And that was after some cancellations yesterday. But certainly, yes, it was good and it was supportive. You know, from a technical standpoint, looking at both the November soybean chart and the December corn chart, we were flirting with breaking falling, trading below the 200-day moving average. But we have sustained movement now above that 200-day moving average for three sessions, and that's good. That's a good sign. It's a harbinger of perhaps, and it may be a little premature for me to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. If we can hold demand together and still try to assess what our final corn and soybean yields are going to be, I think we can maintain that support and possibly work this grain market, both corn and soybeans, higher. Now, of course, there are a lot of black swans that could develop out there across the globe, but simple fact of the matter is the world still needs United States grains, and we are going to, regardless of yields, have a historically significant harvest this fall, which the world needs. So I'm very optimistic that as we move through the gut slot of harvest here, that we can maintain at least the relative levels that we're at now within a trading range and possibly work our way higher as we get closer to the end of harvest and into the first part of next year. So I'm optimistic price-wise. The funds also appear to be stepping into the market. Now, funds were sellers today in the corn market. A player sheet shows about 5,500 contracts of net sales in the corn market. They're estimated to be long about 211,000 contracts. They bought 1,500 soybean contracts today. They're estimated to be long about 67,800 contracts and 2,000 wheat contracts, and they're estimated to be net short there about 3,200 contracts. The export sales numbers this morning were disappointing for corn, 246,000 tons. That's below last week's 905,000 and last year's fabulous 1.6 million metric tons. But we know that export sales have not been stellar, certainly for corn. The soybean number came in respectfully this morning at 1.264 million metric tons. That compares to 1.4 last week, and again, a huge number last year at 2.398. But we have to remember, too, that, you know, we still have some challenges in the export arena down in New Orleans as a result of the hurricane. Although I will say that based on the intelligence that we're getting, many of those elevators are back to loading vessels and unloading barges and are getting back into gear. So we don't think it's going to take as long to recover our export shipment capabilities down there as we had originally thought. Certainly not negating the magnitude of the damage. There's still a lot of damage, but those facilities have been quick to respond, and they are loading vessels, as I say, and unloading barges. Now, there's a couple other things that we need to keep in mind is all that's going on. Ocean freight is expensive. We know that there's some congestion in the shipping lanes across the globe. We also know that we need to keep an eye on natural gas prices. Natural gas prices have worked their way higher. The implication there is, you know, natural gas is used to make anhydrous ammonia and other fertilizer products. We also know that China's the world's largest phosphorus shipper in the world, and with the high ocean freight and some news today that China is cutting back, the government has ordered some cutback in some fertilizer production over there. So we're going to need to keep our eyes on the fertilizer complex as we move through this harvest, and we are in this country focused on harvest, but we're going to need to keep our eyes on the availability and the cost of fertilizer products for these crops that are going to go into the ground next spring. So that's something that we all need to be aware of, and certainly global logistics are a big part of that. Harvest 21 is certainly underway. Activity is increasing every day. We are seeing some good corn receipts at our Edinburgh elevator in southern Indiana. They're ahead of us in maturity, although here in northwest central Indiana, we are seeing corn and soybean receipts here in the Kokomo and Amboy area and some of our other elevator locations. Soybean harvest is picking up. And I will say that early soybean yields, for the most part, in spite of our dry August, have been quite respectable. There's some areas that missed the rains, and we know that rainfall amounts and coverage was quite variable over Indiana this summer. But for the folks that got the rains, yields are pretty good. Not necessarily best ever, but certainly from a historical standpoint, good yields. And that soybean harvest activity, as I say, is picking up every day. Basis levels for both corn and soybeans have faded and are at or very near their all-fall values, especially in the soybean market. There's still a little bit of premium basis in the corn market, and that has provided incentive for many farmers to get out and to get in some corn fields, open those fields up, and test the moisture levels and bring that corn to market as that premium basis is still there. But weather looks really crop friendly. These are good drying days for both corn and soybeans. And harvest activity, Andy, is going to accelerate at a pretty rapid pace here into this weekend and into next week. We are running extended hours at our facilities, as are most other grain elevators. And farmers, for the most part, who've been in their fields are pleased with their yields. There is some disappointment. Mother Nature was good to us this summer, but to make the record crop that we'd all hoped for, she wasn't quite that generous to us, especially in that limited August rainfall in a lot of areas. But Harvest 21 underway. Want to encourage everybody as these long harvest hours come into play and the traffic on the highways, and it seems like almost every state highway in the state of Indiana has some construction and some bottleneck on it somewhere. Just everyone, farmers in the field and drivers across the highways of Indiana, to be alert to Harvest 21 and everyone be as safe as they possibly can.
Mike Silver, Kokomo Grain, and the number there is 800-666-0613. Now the Thursday settlements down 4 cents on Dece and March corn, December 5.29 and a half, and March settles at 5.36 and three quarters. May 5.41 down 3 and three quarters. Soybeans up just a bit. November 12.96 up a penny and a half. January 13.04 and three quarters up a penny and a quarter. Chicago wheat, December up 3 quarters at 7.13. Livestock mixed, October live cattle 123.60 down 57. October lean hogs 85.47 up 3.20. That wraps up our market review, and that also wraps up the Hoosier Ag Today morning podcast presented by First Farmers Bank and Trust. I'm Andy Eubank. From all of us at HAT, have a great Friday and a great upcoming weekend. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.